What's going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. Your boy's back in the building. We here with another Fire Sunday episode. The episode ain't even start yet, but I just know it's going to be fire. And listen, man, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to hit the like button. You probably wondering why I need to hit the like button for Corny Ninja with shades on, indoors on Father's Day, on a Sunday with a blue shirt on and the shirt don't match the red headphones. Why should I hit the like button for him? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining, the most haters, the most backlash, the most talked about fitness podcast out. The list goes on. I can say the list all day, but we got a podcast to do. If you are returned, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback Gang, because y'all keep the show going. I for sure need y'all to hit the like button. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Hope y'all enjoying your Father's Day. I just got off the phone with my pops. I would be with him, but his birthday coming up. So I told that ninja, I'm going to go see you on your birthday. I'm not going to see you twice, ninja. I'm going to go see you when I see you. But anyway, man, welcome to the show, man. And before we get the show started, I just got to get one thing off my chest. If you don't like the buttons, I'm sorry, the buttons ain't going nowhere, and I got a button for you. They ain't going nowhere. Now, I appreciate you watching the show, and I'm sorry if the buttons get on your nerves, but they ain't going nowhere. All right, we got the best buttons on the internet out of any fitness podcast, so we keeping the buttons. It's all love. Now, listen, I've had more people say that this is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast. Then I've had people say that the buttons are ruining the podcast. With all that being said, let's get in these comments and get this episode going. Make sure y'all hit that like button early. Wicked Scorpion, what up? Coach Pope Fitness, what up? Lili, what up? Tasha, what up? It's my trip around the Sunday, my birthday. Happy birthday, Shy. Sore Sunday. Belly Deli is a favorite.
Belly Deli?
That's because you used to be a Belly Deli.
Belly Deli?
And you lost 30, and now I can't hit that button for you no more, Lizzie.
Belly Deli?
I'm not reading that. Ninjas is the best button. Ninjas is a great button.
Ninjas.
Great button. Definitely a great button. What's up, C. Marty? Vergoian Vixen, what up? And Brown Baldy, what up? 61. Okay, Shy, we love to have you on the show, man. Anyway, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Yeah. All right, man, before we get started, I'm just going to give a full disclaimer. Black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Y'all probably wonder why I talk about black women so much. Because this podcast, y'all do the most related content. that fits the mold of this podcast more than any other demographic.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
What's up, Pumpkin? Who complained about the buttons? It's crazy. But anyway, 5'4", 380 pounds.
What?
5'4", 380 pounds.
What?
If y'all want to take a look at these comments after the video, let me know. We'll take a look at the comments. Let's check out 5'4", 380 pounds in the black community.
Popping y'all. So fashion over girl. Y'all ain't that one thing. Because this bikini is so tee. Like, it's a three-piece bikini. It comes with the cover-up. It's a plain black string bikini with the cover-up. Y'all, this is so tee. Like, it's so simple.
How you wearing a 3X at 5'4"?
Because it's just black, but it's so cute. Like, I love this cover-up. You can even wear this cover-up with other items as well.
I'll save my thoughts for after.
Y'all look at that. Can't turn around because it's all cheeks. Can't
turn around because, what did she just say? Hold up.
Can't turn around because it's all cheeks.
Can't turn around because it's all cheeks. We'll save that for the end of the video.
Because it's a regular string bikini. I love how it has like this little cutout moment over here. So it's kind of like asymmetrical. Yeah. This is cute. This is so cute. I love it.
Whew.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Where do I start? I'm just going to start on that cheek comment. I can't turn around because it's all cheek. You 5'4", 380 pounds, don't own a gym membership, don't know what a personal trainer is, and you worried about some damn cheeks. You worried about ninjas seeing your cheeks. That's all you care about. You don't care about nothing else. You're 5'4", wearing a 3X. And the only thing we talked about was cheeks. We're cooked out here.
Oh, brother. We're cooked out here. Stinks!
And you know what? It is her fault, but I'm going to blame the black communities on that too.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I got to blame the black community on that too, because we gas it. We encourage it. And here y'all go. Oh, see, Marty, we don't do that. The men don't encourage it. You lying. You hyping it. Oh, is that right? So black men don't hype it and black women don't encourage it. Let's take a look through these comments. Let's take a look through these comments. Let's take a look through these comments. All right. Here we go. Let's let the video play. She says she can't turn around because it's all cheap. Should I add that to the soundboard, y'all? Y'all let me know. Ma'am, just because they sell it don't mean you should buy it. I know you. Okay. All right. Somebody on her ass. Look. As a big girl myself, I know my lane, and I'm going to say between these solid bold lines, you must wear but compliments your body, period. This does not. Oh, they on her. When I went through the comment section earlier, I promise y'all, this is not what I saw earlier. I promise. But I'm going to keep it going. I'm a curvy lady, but there's a line of decency in public. Okay, they on her. I promise y'all, I did not see all of this earlier when I went through the comments. They on her ass. Here go one. Queen, you are beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Try a different style. Okay, they being nice about it. Okay, never mind. They really on her, right? We need to stop normalizing this BS. I promise you earlier, I seen all hard eyes and all encouragement. I don't know why it ain't pop up. But I'm shout out to the black community for holding her accountable.
Dumb the monko.
That's the black community I'm a part of.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
That's the black community. I don't get online and start cooking. That's what I'm talking about. We need more than the community. If we had more of that, we wouldn't be so obese as a race. That's the black community I know. But yeah, hey, listen, man, it's crazy. Everybody want to be a sex symbol. You can't be 380 pounds and want to be a sex symbol. What 380 pound man is getting online and acting like he's so sexy?
Nope.
It doesn't happen. Ladies, I'm sorry. I know you're supposed to be sugar, spice, and everything nice, but you are the equivalent of a 380 pound man. We're not championing that. That is not okay. You worried about getting cute. I'd be happy if she bought some cute workout clothes to try to start her fitness journey. But this is crazy. And y'all ninjas.
Ninjas.
Be hitting these joints. and they DM and double tapping their picture. Now, probably because you think it's some easy cheats because she ain't got that many options, but that's another conversation for another day. But fellas, y'all should not show any attention to a woman like this. And that's part of the reason she is so confident. She hasn't had to put in any work, the same work as a fit girl, because the same ninjas that's going at the fit girls is going in her DM too. We got to cut that shit out. I mean, it's cooked out here. We're going to look at the video one more time before we keep it moving. Make sure y'all hit the like button. But this is ridiculous.
Popping y'all. So fashion over girl. Y'all ain't that one thing. Because this bikini is so tea.
And I don't care. Fashion over and these companies need to stop making clothes this big. I do not care. We do not care.
We do not care.
They shouldn't even be able to buy shit. Maybe that'll make them lose some weight.
Like, it's a three-piece bikini. It comes with the cover-up. It's a plain black string bikini with the cover-up. Y'all, this is so tea. Like, it's so simple because it's just black, but it's so cute. Like, I love this cover-up. You can even wear this cover-up with other items as well.
I mean, what is this? This is a whole nother topic. This ain't even fitness. I'm sorry, but I got to say something. What's up with this whole culture? I'm just, ladies, this is just me, a man, and I've had this conversation with ladies before. If I'm your man and your body is supposed to be what I see in the house, that's supposed to be my prize or whatever, why did the whole world get to see it? I'm just saying, it's cooked out here.
Y'all look at that. Can't turn around because it's all cheeks. Because it's a regular string bikini. I love how it has like this little cutout moment over here. So it's kind of like asymmetrical. Yeah.
This it's is all cute. Cheeks.
This is so cute.
I love all it. Cheeks.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
You out here worried about cheeks, but you ain't worried about your blood pressure. You out here worried about cheeks, but you ain't worried about cholesterol. You out here worried about cheeks, but you ain't worried about how you feel walking up a flight of steps. You worried about cheeks, but you ain't worried about when you get mad because you got to park the car too far because there's too many cars in the parking lot. Oh, but she got cheeks, though. The reason you got cheeks is because you 50% body fat. That's why you got cheeks. All right? Ladies, cut this shit out. And Fashion Nova and all these other companies, y'all need to be like Lululemon. And don't sell big girl clothes. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's get in these comments. I mean, 5'4" and 380 is crazy. I mean, Jesus Christ. She definitely a level of confident. A ghetto Ursula, gotta say, we went in the comments. I take that as a compliment, Wicked Scorpion. A bikini for land whales is ironic. Crazy. Her cheeks are full of fat and not in a good way. As if she isn't intentionally standing behind a mirror, man. Looking melted on the beach is what she need to worry about. She look oversized sweet potatoes in a net bag. Lil Dink ain't got one friend. All the girls and gay men egging her on just to want the men for themselves. And women out here, they'll value the opinion of a gay man or their friends over the opinion of a straight man, and they want a straight man at the end of the day. Make that shit make sense. Sorry, it's Sunday. It's Father's Day. We cutting up today. Imagine me. I'm a straight male. I want to date a straight woman. So I'm going to go to a dyke. I'm gonna go to a dyke and a straight man. Let them tell me what the woman wants, but I'm not gonna listen to what the straight woman wants. Oh brother, I'm late. Does that mean I can say that one word? What you mean? Comma's definitely handling business. They must have known you were coming and read the room. I'm telling you, she's a casualty of the "you do you, you go" girl set. Yep. Custom fishnets is crazy. Comment section was lit. CC, what up? Decency has gone out the window with social media. How many calories does it take to maintain that weight? 6,000. 6,000 a day. And 6,000 bad calories a day. We're going to start cutting Ninja some slack. The only reason a ninja would take her down is if he tired of hearing his mama nagging and he need a place to stay. I mean, she seems nice enough.
Nope.
We're not going for that, bro. Remember when hoes used to have collarbones? Those were the days. Not having a collarbone has become normalized. Lady on the streets freaking the sheets. All these chicks out here want to be thought pockets. They want to dress like the IG chicks they follow. Man, that's a whole nother topic for another day. I doubt she has cheeks. No, she don't float. She sinks straight to the bottom. She ain't got cheeks. She got chunks. SAG, what up? She got cheeks, but freaks out when going up a flight of steps, man. Hey, let's keep it going. I'm killing y'all today. Women go to the groups who don't want them sexually. Make it make sense. Yeah, that just not going to make sense to me, bro. It's not. Anyway, we're still on the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We got flavored pickles.
Nope.
I said what I said. We got flavored pickles. Let's check it out.
We got Darisha favorite pickle, the chunks. This flavor is BB. They come in a bigger pack.
What is BB?
They're more thicker. And they come, you know, like, you about to rate these.
These people getting a bag off of this, off of these little food reviews.
And we about to give a review on these. I'm about to pour these in a bowl too, because you can't feed through the plastic, so I'm about to pour these in a bowl. So we got them in a plate.
That looks fucking disgusting.
I'm about to do up close on this as well.
Like, y'all, just look. So thick.
Yo, I'm sorry, bruh. You gotta be a different type of fat motherfucker to eat some shit like that.
So.
Fruit comes in a bag like that? Thick.
I've been knocking fire from these all my life, so what you see is what's left. Sorry, Darisha, but I've been knocking fire from these. I ain't gonna hold you on no caps here.
It probably makes your breath smell awful. Oh my God. Look, she's serious about her food. She's serious about her food. Look at her. Look at her. Oh, she's not playing. She can't even talk. She doing a few. She doing a food review. I can't even talk. She's so into the food. A food review is you talking, not you chewing and smacking.
These bitches so good.
She not saying nothing.
I'm about to make me a frozen cup out of the sauce.
Oh, what? You about to make a what out of this sauce? Hold up. A what?
I'm about to make me a froze cup out of the sauce.
A froze cup out of the sauce. That's some big back activity.
Big back activity.
I'm becoming to be here with that sweet, like sweet heat. Like, it just, the complex just mixed bars so well.
Yeah, we're cooked. Bruh. Bruh, she really eating. She not even giving a review. She not talking about the texture of the food, what it's similar to. She just on there eating.
Different every time. I think you're the same people.
She ain't speaking English.
Every bite. I don't know.
She ain't speaking English.
But I feel like I made me a froze cup out of this.
Oh.
I'm in first by that. I'm going to her business.
Cut it out. Get out of here. Get out of here. She needs to be arrested.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
She needs to be arrested, man. We're calling the cops on her. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's crazy, man. Yeah, food review is supposed to be you actually reviewing the food. She gave nothing. She was too consumed with consuming that food, bars. But you know, it's crazy how we have all these excuses. I know I talk about it every episode. We got all these excuses And you look at people, look at this, look at what they snack on. Something with no nutrients. I guarantee that that thing is, that flavored pickle shit is full of sugar, right? It could be full of sodium too. Who knows? I don't know what type of taste it was or what flavor it was, but you know, you're filling your body with zero nutrients, probably not drinking any water, probably not hydrating, and you wonder why she's as big as she is. It's really not a hard concept to understand, but people gonna continue to make excuses for her because she's a black woman. She a black woman. You know, it's harder for black women to gain weight. I mean, it's harder for black women to lose weight. You know, genetically, you know, she's probably stressed. You know, she's in a food desert. She's sitting there snacking on flavored pickles. Flavored pickles. I'd have been happy if she ate a regular pickle. But you know that package is full of all types of bullshit. So, listen, I'm done with the excuses for people, man. And I know everybody don't watch See Marty Fit and have access to See Marty Fit because they don't even know I exist. But I do what I can, man. At the end of the day, at some point, you know your ass is fat as hell because of what you eating and the activities you participating in.
Big back activity.
So I don't want to hear that bullshit. And you know what I do want to hear? You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's keep this episode going. Dom DeMarco. Shit really crazy, man. Like, where we at in these comments? Ill to both the women and the pickles. That's crazy.
Strike three, you're out.
I'm not buying nothing she's selling except coochie. Brother, are you okay? Are you okay on this Father's Day, KG? What the hell? What the helly? Big back, big belly.
Belly deli?
What the helly?
Belly deli?
When everything, I went to school with a chick named Dorisha. Well, you might have gone to the school with the girl who made those. Bloody eels, big back snacks.
Big back activity.
Candied pickles.
Big back activity.
For sure. How is that being preserved? It's unclear, CeCe. Another tragic Tyler Perry character trying to get validation on. She gonna be the next Tyler Perry movie. Yeah, you know, black women struggle to lose weight.
Nope.
You know, you black women struggle to lose weight. They got Trump in office.
Look at my African-American over here.
White supremacy.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Whole time, your big ass at Wendy's.
Wendy's.
I ain't trying to hear that shit. Period pickles as well. Chitlin smothered in hot sauce. I know one thing, brother. I better not. No grown-ass man eating no damn pickles. No diddy. I better not see no grown-ass man eating no damn pickles. No diddy. Yeah, definitely.
No diddy, you know?
Big back pickles. Y'all need to stay away from that GMO-ish. And we wonder why we're fucked up. Facts. Use that new sound, chewing that pickle. Hey, I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one.
No diddy, you know?
That's a little crazy right there. She doing what with period blood? Yeah. She do got to eat.
It gotta eat.
My fupa bed.
Bitch, that become my fupa bed.
It's that fucking smacking. Yeah, she was smacking crazy. I'm about to throw up. Love the podcast. She got her red wings, bro. Can you imagine the sodium? I know she ain't drinking the water. That's what I'm saying, bro. I know the nutrition facts on that will make me pass out. Morbidly obese people really can't speak on the same level as normal people. That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, they're not getting oxygen in their brain. They don't do no cardio.
Nope.
I'm going to make a freeze cup out of juice. Needs to be a new sound for you to say. All right, I got you. And now we got Umar Johnson out here advocating for our women to stay big back. Whoa. When did he do that? You need to send me that. She ghetto as hell. You know,
black people.
No.
Like Shannon Sharp, like say sorry. Oh, man. She is the precious reboot character. Man, listen, we killing y'all today, man.
Dom DeMarco.
All right, guys. It's one thing for girls to use filters. But we got black men in the fitness space using filters for their videos to make their waist look smaller.
No diddy, you know?
To make their waist look smaller. Yes, that's what I said.
First of all,
yo, that's passive. That's passive pause, man.
Let's check it out. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy, man.
This fucking guy again. XM Fitness. Welcome back to the show, officer.
So this is XM Fitness. I welcomed him to the show a few days ago because he likes
Hey, yo.
No diddy, you know?
So if you look to the right at the wall, look how the wall is curved.
No diddy, you know?
And then he pulled the wall in to shrink his waist. And these are the guys out here training people and leading in the fitness
space. Waist filters on himself as a grown-ass man. After I called him out, did he take accountability for it? Did he say, you know what? You got me. I do waist filter. I don't know why I was doing it. I apologize. Nah, old buddy just turned to G.
You get called out for pulling your waist in like a woman, and then you say, don't worry, God is in control. Come on, fellas. No accountability, man. This is a different breed of men nowadays.
Jesus Christ. I've never seen somebody make so many God posts in their story after getting shit on. And not only that, this clown made thinly veiled legal threats. Guys.
Then you threaten to sue someone because they call you out for pulling your waist in the video as a fitness coach.
I want you to remember, this is a state police officer for the state of Mississippi. Here we go. They say I'm using an editing app. Nope, you're just all haters and out of shape. Put the cakes down, little babies. No what? Editing app, huh? The fact that this emotionally unstable man is in charge of other people's freedom on the highway is absolutely terrifying.
That's a great, that's great, Goob. I'm glad he pointed that out. You're emotionally unstable and you a whole cop. We're not even going to go there today. We're not even going to go there today because y'all going to cancel me.
This guy couldn't be accountable if he was his fucking CPA. You got Officer Numbnuts telling these bold-faced lies in the face of everybody being able to see the truth. I don't know if I trust your judgment on the job, buddy.
Facts.
I don't know if emotionally unstable man baby should have a badge and a gun. So I'm just going to tag the Mississippi State Police here just so they can
please
see this
do.
Video. And I don't know.
Yep. I
love
it.
Keep an eye on you in that waist of yours.
Yep. Man, shout out to Goob, man. That's Goob is a great follow. He's calling out a lot of bullshit. But I mean, come on, man. And this is the thing, man. This guy here, hold on, let me turn this volume off. So this the thing here, man. And he has a little bit of a tummy.
Belly, belly.
But if you look at this guy, he doesn't have a bad physique. Look like he played football. Looks like he's strong. He might have done wrestling. You know, he can like, you know, motivate some guys, you know, and he's a cop. So that's a niche right there he can tap into as a fitness coach. I'm giving out a business game right here. But to pull your waist in when you don't even need to, it's a lot of guys with this build in the gym that's putting in work, that's really fit, that's capable of doing a lot of things. So for you to sit here and pull your waist in, man, that's just crazy.
Nope.
It's never a need for that, man. You never have to lie about your body because 9 times out of 10, if you are in the fitness space and you actually put work in, you go to the gym on a regular, you're going to look better than 99% of the people out there.
Nope.
Unless you just like one of them motherfuckers who have no type of discipline when they leave in the gym and no discipline at the gym. You're going to look better than most people. So there's no need to pull your waist in. I mean, it's getting crazy out here, man. You're a grown-ass man. Try to pull your waist in and look like a bad bitch.
No diddy, you know.
You turning your head, you turning in the camera, you turning your ass to the camera.
No diddy, you know.
What the hell is going on here, man? I mean, the fitness space is cooked. The fitness space needs me, Goob, and Joey Swole. You know, I ain't gonna get as many followers as them. Because I ain't white.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
They white, so they got more followers than me.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
They're racist on Instagrams. I don't have as many followers as them.
Nope.
But in all seriousness, no, though. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's childish. It's sad. You get caught out on it. You ain't accountable about it. What kind of men is these?
Nope.
Ladies, I feel y'all.
Nope.
These bitch ass ninjas out here.
Ninjas.
You gonna call?
Didn't have enough problem.
Oh my bad. You gonna call on God because you getting called out? You know what I got to say to that?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Then you're going to try to sue the man because you're getting called out. You know what I got to say to that?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And you know what else I got to say? It is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. I'm killing y'all on this episode. He can't make this shit up, man. That shit is crazy. Where we at in these comments, man? Goober recently did a reaction to a female predator who got caught messing with a 15-year-old boy on some weirdo shit. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't want to get like flagged or anything, but it's very common in a certain community, and it's not the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We're going to move on from that. This is very bizarre, definitely. Only men who want Diddy to take them shopping do that.
No Diddy, you know.
Oh, brother. Hoochie Daddy. Looking for the Hoochie Daddy's head-ass ninja. Not all, but for sure, way different breed of men. Man.
Nope.
That's crazy, bro. Diddy told him to wear that. Probably. Another Greg the Stallion. That's a bar. What type of man is trying to make his ass look fatter by making his waist look smaller?
No Diddy, you know.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Who pressed that button? I didn't mean to press that button. Men are more feminine these days. Yep. You should use that as a sound by Marty when he said he was emotionally unstable in the ish, man. I might throw it on there. You got dudes getting height surgery. This doesn't really surprise me anyway with these average males. It's crazy. He trying to snatch his waist like an IG baddie. He trying to get flued out. He trying to get somebody to buy him a bag. And it's always thirst trapping dudes who stay posting Bible quotes. Ashton Hall does the same thing. I keep saying men are the biggest birds. Yo, did you see Ashton Hall get his ass whooped and would not accept the L in that race? Another top. I might have to react to that, bro. Let me know if in the comments if you want me to react to that. Not today, but in the future. Happy Sunday. What up, Jenny? When folks bring God into their fuckery, shaking my head, he better hope he don't go to hell for getting a BBL. BBL? What the BBL-y? What the hell-y? Jenny community getting more followers. Oh, man. Oh, man. I'm surprised he didn't use the race card. A lot of black people in fitness, like it's a girl right now going back and forth with Joey Swole. She did something. She put somebody on her camera and tried to humiliate them. And so everybody bent on her head, and she talking about black. She's black and queer.
Nope.
Joey Swole has a bias against black and queer, and he's phobic against them.
Nope.
Uh-uh. No. Don't get online and do some stupid shit. And the person that happens to call you out is white. Now you want to pull the racism card.
Phobia is rooted in racism?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Stupid is stupid. There's some stupid white people out here. It's stupid Hispanics. And it's stupid Asians. We actually have an Asian coming up next. But don't pull the race card. Listen, I promise you. You did not have to put your stupidity on the internet. One, you didn't have to be stupid. And two, you ain't had to put on the internet. So that's your dumb ass fault. Shut your dumb ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
There's a lot of white female pedos getting caught this year. I see it a lot. It's kind of sick. But black men are the worst ones. It's like, <nah. laughs> black men are the worst ever. Well, everybody do bullshit. Black men, white men, black women, white women. Everybody do some bullshit. Everybody do some bullshit. Hispanics, Asians. We trying to tap into more Hispanic and Asians because y'all ain't safe. All right, we're going to get on y'all ass too. All right, after I get through these comments. Another reason these women call a ninja sassy and zesty.
No Diddy, you know.
Make sure I hit the like button for your boy. That female bodybuilder was mad disgusting. What she did to that 15-year-old was disgusting. Yeah, man. Yeah. Any dude posting Bible quotes, always just some lame with pictures of him looking down at his shoes for whatever reason. Definitely lame. I show speed smoked that ninja in that foot race barefoot. He did smoke him. Speed smoked him. Take the L. Stop embarrassing yourself. Hey, Marty, you should race against him next. You ain't about to embarrass me out there. people do stupid shit and all of a sudden non-binary and queer.
No diddy, you know?
Crazy. Zara Fitness is the girl Joey Soul called out for her fuckery. Yeah, she's getting cooked online. Ashton Hall looked like he 5'6". Was it a fair race? Well, if he 5'6", I mean, speed like 5'7". He ain't that much taller than him. But anyway, let's keep this episode going. Asian community is promoting obesity.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
No, I never thought I would say that on this show. I thought I'd only say white community and black community do that. But apparently we have the Asian community promoting obesity. Let's check it out.
Mid-sized girl in a street bikini, and I look fucked. I'm a mid-sized girl in a street bikini. I like that the streets can adjust to my size. I'm a mid-sized girl in a street bikini. I don't need to hide anymore.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
All right, let's have an honest conversation, okay? She's not that fat, okay? She is a little chubby, a little chubby wubby, all right? She could drop a couple pounds, build some muscle. She probably have a good physique. But what we gotta stop doing is calling things. Stop coming up with nicknames for shit. What the hell is mid-sized? You're 180. What does it say? You're 5'2" and 180. That is not mid-sized. I know grown men 6 foot that are 180, and you're that weight at 5'2". I'm sorry. I'm not going for that shit. And this is her whole brand. Her whole brand is what did the bio say? I'm going to just pull up her Instagram. But we got to stop glorifying this shit. Okay, you don't want to call yourself fat, so I'm just going to come up with a nickname.
Nope.
To make myself feel better.
Nope.
And build a following of other insecure girls to make them feel better.
Nope.
And now let's sell a product or sell a business.
Nope.
It's getting crazy, bro. It's getting crazy. She got a little belly on her.
Belly?
Now, we've seen bigger Asians on this show. But, like, come on, y'all. The whole play, which we got a video about this whole play coming up later, about how they get women to buy things. And basically, people make money off of women's insecurity. And that's exactly what she's doing. And this all contributes to our society being obese and being out of shape. It's just the truth. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. It's crazy out here, man. Plus, he got mad size on speed, too. But speed is naturally facts. Unk filling out his DEI quota for those ESG points. She wouldn't do that in China or Korea. Hell no.
Nope.
But she could get away with it in America. She been eating more than rice. I'm about to get kicked out. So y'all be good. That's crazy. Nikki Harris, what up? That's big back for
big
sure.
Big back activity.
Yeah. 5'2", 180 is crazy. What the fuck is Chun-Li talking about? You got to chill, Mark Carter. Mark Carter, you got to chill. Yo. Mark Carter ain't say nothing the whole episode. He just come in here talking about some Chun-Li. That's crazy. She's still smaller than 85% of the American population. She just needs to get in the gym. Yeah, that's why I said she's not really that fat. But what she's promoting is that this is the issue with her promoting that. It's going to be girls that are actually fat hopping on this trend, then calling themselves mid-sized queen.
Nope.
That's going to be the issue. Your back has a back community falling for it.
Your back has a back.
She petite and big back.
Your back has a back.
Not often you see an Asian woman justify being fat.
Your back has a back.
Yellow Power Ranger let herself go in retirement. Yeah, that. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Yellow Power Ranger is crazy, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Let's keep this episode going. Fat but still flat is crazy. Oh, we got gyms with a BBL room now. I don't know. I know a lot of people sent me this. I can't remember who. I think some of y'all on the show sent me this. But let's check out the BBL room at the gym and make sure y'all hit the like button.
I'm sorry, but the dedicated BBL room is actually insane. And then on top of that, it's like an amenity. So you have to
put your code in. I'm not going to show y'all my code. And you get, I got Willpower is my membership. So I get access to the BBL room, which is actually crazy. Because what you mean y'all got a BBL room?
That's actually kind of tough. I rock with it. Now it's not a room for girls with BBLs. It's basically a room where girls can work on their glutes without creeps looking. You know, every gym got them thirsty ninjas in there. So I like it. You know, we gotta talk to the creeps. I think it's ridiculous that y'all done got so creepy that women got to get a room to work on their lower body. And no, this is not simping. This is facts. What is wrong with y'all ninjas? Now, we got too many ninjas out here. This right here, while we look at dudes, nah. Females always be tripping when we look at them. Hold up. Anyway. We're gonna zoom past that. Anyway, I forgot what the fuck I was saying. I ain't gonna hold you. What the fuck? The BBL room of vibe. Nah, definitely. But see, this the issue here, man. We got too many dudes that, I think this is the OnlyFans culture. I think that the guys just be on the internet so much that they don't really know how to interact with a woman in real life. So they go to the gym and they be doing creep shit. That's just what I think. It's weird. And when you speak up on it, ninjas try to act like it's something wrong with you. Oh, stop simping. That's not simping. It's okay to call a ninja out on his bullshit. That's what grown men do. We call each other out on some bullshit. If one of my friends on some bullshit, I'ma tell him, and vice versa. Niggas can help tell me when I'm on bullshit. But fellas, y'all gotta cut this shit out. Learn how to just be a regular fucking human. Go to the gym and go home. And if you go to the gym and act normal and act like you got some sense, she's more likely to like you than if you're doing some creepy shit. You know, I'm putting out more game for y'all. Go to the gym, act like she don't fucking exist. I don't know why it works like that. She's gonna like you somehow.
What?
But being all in her butt and looking at her butt and making it clear that you're looking at her butt and she doing squats and you go sit behind her and do your exercise. You just happen to do your exercise right behind her when she go to the squat rack. You creepy, bro. I've had multiple girls tell me how dudes follow them home. Or dudes try to wait for them, like act like they doing something, wait till they go to the parking lot. Now you following shorty to the car. Come on, y'all. What's wrong with y'all? Or you be in the gym, shorty in there working out. You send her a DM while y'all are in the gym together. What the fuck kind of weird shit is that? What type of weird shit y'all be on? The other day, this girl was like in the gym. She had her headphones on. Dude comes up behind her. Taps her back. Like I guess he tapped her too hard. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what happened. But like she kind of freaked out on him and he was like, man, these bitches be tripping. Dog, you're at the gym. Like everybody's not trying to be rapping in the gym and getting talked to. So y'all ninjas cut the weird shit out, man. Go to the gym, work out. And if you out at the club or the bar or something, you want to holler at her, that's completely different. But the gym, I don't care what y'all gotta say. It ain't the place for that, bro. It ain't the place for that, bro. And never mind. I ain't gonna do all that. But yeah. Hey, I'm killing y'all today. Let's keep it going, man. Oh man, where we at in these comments, man? Certain dudes are trying to virtue signal and say there should be male only gyms in response to female only gyms. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, that's fucking weird. I'm sorry. I don't want to go to an all male gym. I'm good, bro. That's not, I mean, I know some dudes might want to do that. I'm cool off of that. I'm good. I don't have an issue. I'm not going to sit here and say I have an issue with women being in the gym because it's a couple weirdo ass women in the gym. I don't want the weirdo women in the gym. I'm not trying to get the women out the gym completely. And quiet is kept. women don't really be fucking with all women's gyms like that. That's all I'm going to say. They want to be around ninjas too. And don't let them tell you different.
Ninjas.
They want to be around ninjas too. Wicked Scorpion is one of those creeps. I've seen him. Now that you explained it, see, Marty, I like the BBL room too because gym creeps is a real thing. It's so uncomfortable. Yeah, it's definitely a real thing. A lot of ninjas be... I can't say that word on YouTube, but you're right, though. Let's not act like women don't want the attention, but only from certain dudes. That's a fact. And it's the thing, though. It's definitely a fact. And if you're not one of them dudes, you need to know that you're not one of them dudes. Become one of them dudes. And then you could say all the weird shit you want to say. It's simple. Y'all shut up, man. Huge problem. The genders no longer know how to interact / communicate in real life. I agree. And that goes for the women, too. The women be doing some weird, creepy shit, too. It's just that men don't sit here and bitch about it and complain about it.
Ain't no way, boy.
But women be on some weird shit, too. Not siding with the creeps, but these chicks could wear baggy sweats. Baggy sweatpants. Problem solved. No.
Nope.
Uh-uh. See, this the thing, bro. If a girl has a fat ass and she's wearing leggings, that's not an invitation for you to do some creepy shit. That's not an invitation, bro. It's bad bitties everywhere, bro. You go to the airport and see some bad bitties. You go to the grocery store. You go to Target. You could go to Whole Foods and see some bad bitties. So that's not it, bro. Like, as a man, I'm not wearing baggy sweatpants working out. So I'm not about to sit here and be like, well, yeah, women got to wear baggy sweatpants, and I don't even wear that shit. I'm wearing the little Nike running pants or some shorts when I work out. That's just it. So that's not an excuse, bro. We got to hold fellas accountable. Wicked Scorpion, nah, you were the one recording. Yo, shut up. I'm not defending creeps. If you dress modestly, you know what the fuck that means. There will be a lot less need for BBL room. Yeah, but still though, like most women not coming to the gym with their cheeks hanging out. You feel me? Now, if you come to the gym with your cheeks hanging out and ninjas is creepy, I don't feel bad for you. But it'd be women in regular ass gym clothes and ninjas be creepy. Like, damn, like, sorry, she look good, bro. Like, if you can't be around some joints that look good and contain yourself, you have a fucking problem, bro. Newsflash, there's more women on earth than us. It's attractive women everywhere. You go to fucking Montana and you can find some women. They might not be the level of Miami or some shit, but it's bad women everywhere, bro. I'm telling you, though, like, you need to learn how to contain yourself. There's what the women wear is not an excuse for you to be, hey, let me put my tongue in your ass crack and be saying shit like that in the gym. I know that was a little extreme, but that shit be happening just because she look good. That's not an excuse, bro. I can't rock with that, fellas. Dudes act like they don't see fit women outside the gym. If you go to a club or more affluent town, you're going to see more fit people, especially in warm weather state. Well, that's the problem with the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You got all these fat women around, so when they see some bad bitties, they're not used to it. But if you go to an affluent area, you'll see bad women more often of different ethnicities. That's a fact. But if you stuck in ninja land.
Ninjas.
And you only see fat women, you might lose your mind when you see some fit chicks. Personally, I don't care how cute a man is. If my creep radar even slightly goes off, it's a wrap. Stop trying to holler in the gym. Just saying. See, Marty, you hear of people fucking at the gym?
No Diddy, you know?
This ain't nothing against nobody. The only people I've heard fucking at the gym has been dudes. Pause. And saunas. That's the only stories I've heard of that. Saunas / locker room. No cap and no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
Big spot in the building. If you was punishing all the Father's Day cookout food, don't take care of your kids, don't watch the podcast. Female-only gyms are not that popular, and I think one of them went out of business. They're not popular. And like I said, women don't really fuck with them like that. Happy Father's Day. Hard pass on female-only gyms. Oh, he's definitely weirdo women at the gym. You have to pay chicks and dust. But I think it's capped to act like women only want to be left alone. They want to be around men. Yep, you're right. Yep, stepdads too. Women with horrible BBLs should be shamed in public. We got to have standards. Yeah, I seen a woman today, and it's like, why the fuck do you have a BBL, bro? Even with baggy sweatpants, incels will still hit one of them. Yeah, that's facts. If she like you, it's applying pressure. For ugly bammers, it's sexual harassment. You got to know if you're one of the ugly bammers. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, wow. I'm not even sure if there's a female-only gym in the state I live in. I think there is one. You in Chicago, right? I think it's a girl I know out there, a girl I had on the podcast. Actually, I don't know if her joint is females only, but every time she posts, training, it's only women in there. You wear tight, you get more attention. People have option of how much attention you might garner, all I'm saying. Yeah, you'll get more attention if you wear tight clothes, but that don't mean you should get creep attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do some creep shit, you need to be banned from the gym. Thank God I go to the YMCA, because goddamn, these creepy ninjas give men a bad name. They really do. Yeah, in the ghetto, you're never going to see an attractive woman. Hell, I don't consider any woman from the hood a baddie. All right, now, hold up.
Nope.
It's baddies in the hood. I'm just saying, I think it's less of them in the hood. Only because it's so many fat women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
they're gonna cancel me. What's up, Jennifer? I've heard of male-female couples fucking at the gym, but not often. I actually haven't heard of that. Dude was fantasizing about me in compression. All right, guys. If you a stepdaddy raising another man's kid, no happy Father's Day. Her kids don't like you. You're not my dad, head-ass ninja. Let's keep this episode going. We got this girl here running 5 miles for some snacks, which we'll talk about it. Let's check it out, man. Hit the like button, please.
I can't do Pilates because I weigh 180 pounds, so come with me to run 5 miles to the gas station to get some snacks.
Mile one, 12:33, the amount of crickets are insane, but at least it's making me run faster. Mile two, 13:56, man, I feel so slow. It's either them two donuts I had before this or my asthma acting up. Mile three, 15:30, my coochie.
So you go 5 miles to get some Big Back snacks.
Big Back activity.
And you had two donuts before.
My cracker a little too wet for my liking. That's why I'm walking so.
What did she just say?
So much, and I'm supposed to run 1,000 miles in a year starting today. But I'm already rethinking that because I don't know about this. I'm walking all the mile four. I don't care. Don't expect a fast time, even though I haven't given you a single fast time this entire video.
Oh,
mile four, 21:15. I made it to the gas station. Got an up.
Uptime.
Time Cheez-Its, Oreos.
Cheez-Its and Oreos.
And fruit leather. This is why I wear a running vest, but I got one more mile to go. I just turned my running vest into a weighted vest with all these snacks. I think that's God's way of telling me you shouldn't be snacking while you're working out.
I finished my 5 miles in 1 hour, 19 minutes, and 4 seconds. I had an average pace of 15:48. That is terrible. I don't know how I got so slow, probably because I gained 20 pounds, but whatever. I'll do better next time. And don't be like me and think this was a fruit leather because it's more like a granola bar. It's kind of gross. See, that's what I get for trying to eat healthy.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I mean, you know, we're not going to spend too much time here, but you do all that running to put bullshit in your body. What kind of sense does that make? It makes zero sense. Food is fuel. You got to put the right shit in your body. Whatever she burned on the 5 miles, she ate it right back with the Cheez-Its and Oreos and the little energy drink she got. This shit don't make no sense. We all know this on the podcast. It ain't nothing new. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Let's keep it going. She looked like YB in that mirror is crazy. This is all for engagement. This running to eat snacks is a thing now. I didn't know that. It's my first time seeing one of those, man. These fucking engagement fitness challenges are crazy. Let's check out how social media is finessing women.
Was on TikTok and she's scrolling and she sees a video of someone like, you don't need to be fat anymore if you just wear this, bro. She's buying it even if it's like $80 because girls are,
that's facts,
insecure, right? I get a lot of heat for saying that, but who cares, because that's how I made my millions. And I'm gonna be honest on here, right? Yeah. Like, we've seen the most success, the best profitability, the best metrics off weight loss to women. It's just a fact.
Obesity is a real fucking problem.
Yeah.
Beauty industry, weight loss,
100%.
Well, he told you right there. That proves everything we talk about on here. People know, there's fit people out here who wouldn't use any of the shit that they trying to sell y'all on social media, but they gonna sell it to women as a quick fix for weight loss, for building a butt, whatever the fuck, because they know it's gonna make some money. That's crazy. It's people really playing with y'all being idiots.
Nope.
That's the reality of social media. That's the reality of the fitness industry. It's part of the reason why fitness is a billion-dollar industry, because people play on your insecurities.
Nope.
But people going to continue to fall for it. You're going to continue to put money in people's pockets. And you're going to continue to be fat and walk around with this song playing. But, I mean, it's the info's out there. People were honest about it now. They ain't even trying to hide this shit. But it is what it is, man. People be doing too much too damn early and without any real plan. Yep. Myron used to be a trainer too, but I guess he wasn't getting that many views from his workout vids. So he decided to do that podcast. Apparently he was making a bag because he was being mentored by Brandon Carter. That's what they said. So apparently three foreign exchange students talking about chicks being fat. Hey, yo, when's the last time y'all drank a soda? Man, I ain't had a soda in a minute. I'm about to sell waist trainers and tummy tea. Bruh, I be thinking about that shit all the time, but I know God watching me, and I ain't gonna do that. But I know I could probably make a bag off it. Oh man, we got one more video before we get out of here. Hey, listen, Spider-Mo, tune out on the episode with all y'all calisthenic ninjas and be doing all this ninja warrior shit. Y'all be careful. Be careful on them bars. Make sure you know what you're doing, because you might end up like this guy right here. Viewer discretion is advised. Let's check it out.
Go,
Ashley.
Uh-oh.
Good speed.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, you okay?
I almost lost you today, didn't I?
I almost died.
Bro, how do you do that?
Go, Ashley.
Uh-oh, you okay?
I almost lost you today, didn't I?
I almost died.
Oh, brother, listen, this man. Guy stinks!
Listen, working out is you can get hurt. Whether you're lifting weights, you're doing calisthenics. Listen, bruh, be careful. If you're not used to doing them muscle ups and doing all these little tricks just because you've seen somebody do it on YouTube or you seen somebody do it on TikTok, y'all gotta be careful, bro. That could have been bad. My man could have ended up in the hospital with his tripod out trying to do some shit for some engagement. Think about that. Next time you about to do some stupid shit, you doing this shit for some likes and some follows, and this shit might not even go viral.
Nope.
The only reason that went viral is because he fell.
Nope.
If he didn't fall and he just did whatever the fuck he was trying to do, that shit wouldn't have gone viral.
Nope.
So just think about that shit when you're doing some dumb shit in the gym, man. It's crazy. You know I'm killing y'all today. The audacity to have the Ashton Hall music in there. Facts. Simone Biles movement on the bars. Crazy. Mike Tyson, my back is broken. Final. He needs some milk. Impressive, though. 98% can't do that, though. Yeah. You won't catch me trying that shit. Next time that ninja say duties, homie needs to say no. Seth, you're out of here, bruh. Duties. tuning in while doing my cardio. Salute to everyone watching. Ed is GT. What up? Everybody ain't Spider-Mo. Bama's got to stay in their lane. Spider-Mo. Yo, what's up with your mans doing these gym skits, bruh? Yo. Yo. Like, If that shit wasn't at our home gym, I would be cutting his ass up. But I don't really react to people at our gym. It'd be too much, man. Because then people think I don't like him. If I react to you, I ain't got nothing against you. We can still be cool, but you might have just did some bullshit. But Spider-Mo, get your mans. He got one more time. He might end up on the show. He got one more time, and he going to end up on the show. Your mans got to chill. That was definitely bad. Miss Harris, you know, y'all drink, talking about the coffee. Why he Batman posing at the end like he's saving Gotham? There was one on Jamaica Avenue that closed. Oh, y'all really going in about this gym. Spider-Mo be getting to it, rock climbing it ish. That skit got some reality in it, though. The skit got some reality, but that was crazy, bro. And then I can't even say that. Yeah. Spider-Mo, I can't even say what I was going to say. I hollered at you in person, man, because, oh, man, we could unpack that. But, yo, I wish I could tell y'all. I wish I could say what I want to say. Anyway, man, hey, appreciate y'all, man. Another fire episode on Less Munches, More Crunches podcast. Nah, Spider-Mo. It's a lot of jokes with that. Some a couple Ben and Roll jokes. But anyway, man, another fire episode, man. Steph, watch the whole episode. That don't usually happen.
Nope.
Anyway, man, another fire episode on Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast, man. Go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. We'll be live again Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, somewhere around that time. Great episode. Thank you. Kirsten, what up? Yeah, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll be live again. And I think that's all the announcements, man. If you're interested in training, you know, you got the school community. Link down low in the description. If you want to train outside of that, shoot me a DM. And listen, man, appreciate y'all. If you don't want to unvig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of your belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We're tuning in live on that. Had they been on lately? Nah, not really, man. I just been doing my own thing, man. Elijah Wan, it's a conflict and schedule, and Tune just got a lot going on right now. So yeah, so I just been holding it down, man. Tune was with me. What was that? 2 weeks ago, I think we did an episode in the studio. So but yeah, hey man, appreciate y'all, love y'all. Hit the like button. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Catch y'all Friday. I mean, catch y'all Wednesday. We out of here. Mark said, are you doing earlier podcasts now? I'm really trying to. My schedule's still sporadic, but we'll see. We'll catch y'all Wednesday, man. Love y'all. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.